But right now, here's Gordon Keith.
Well, P1s of this show heard us last week interview one Sam Madison.
And Sam Madison.
That's him right there. And Sam Madison had some really hot sports opinions about one of his fellow Sams and fellow ticket employees, Sam Hale. Well, in an odd twist of events, the Musers actually have Sam Hale sitting in this morning for Sean
Sam.
Bass.
Sam, welcome.
Oh, yes.
Sam.
So on Bad Radio a few weeks back, I ruled...
Sam, why isn't he talking? I don't understand.
I ruled that Sam Hale, as part of his punishment for stealing Sam Madison's bit and then acting like it was his own, could not come on the ticket other than doing his tickers. He was not allowed to jump on any other shows or appear anywhere else other than the ticket ticker booth during tickers.
So we have to beseech you, Junior Miller,
yes,
the ruler of the Sams.
Or we could talk to him through a translator, I guess.
I'm right here. You can talk to him through a transmitter.
Okay, never mind. Let's just get Junior's permission.
I like the Lost reference.
Will you please lift the ban?
Jer, a little fanfare, please. I, Judge Junes, officially for the next 10 minutes, lift the ban on Sam Hale.
Sam, you may speak.
Thank you, Judge.
Your
discretion is appreciated.
And thank you, Junior Miller. And I have to say, doesn't Sam win some points there for not speaking on the air?
Yes, and you've been very good about obeying it so far.
Sam, welcome.
Good morning.
All right. Did you get a chance to hear the interview we did with Sam Madison?
I did, yes.
And were you offended?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. He's impervious to criticism. That's who I like to call
Sam Hale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you heard Sam Madison say that you are a person with zero principles and that you have zero professionalism and that he does not like working with you.
Okay. And I mean, that's all true, so I'm not sure exactly what to respond to that. Like, I don't... Like, he's not incorrect. I'm not here to...
You have no professionalism.
I think that's a fair thing to say.
So, wait, you're acknowledging that you're just a sorry guy.
It wouldn't be the first time that has been levied at me in my life.
Why is everyone speaking such a passive voice when they're answering
charges
like
this?
Do you feel that you're sorry?
Not all the time, like 60% of the time, maybe 55 on a good day.
Sam Hale, yeah.
I like that one.
So this is odd to me that you're a person who doesn't feel the need to defend themselves. I mean, like you acknowledge that you probably should not be alive. Someone should take you out.
Someone, myself. There's a lot of options there.
Oh, right? No.
No, there. We have got
to the question. Don't
ask
a question.
Just been hailed, bitch.
Whoa. Okay. Gosh. I don't condone that.
All right. So if it comes down to a job between you and Sam Madison, you will fight to the death for this, right?
I mean, I would fight to the death for any job necessarily, not just with him involved. Like that's, you know, I think that's a good principle to have.
But
you want to
move
up.
Particular, you would love to kill Sam Madison.
Oh, not at all. I don't want to kill anyone except myself sometimes. But like,
oh no,
what is going on?
We
with
have
this suicide
hotlines
stuff
for
yes.
you to call.
Sam Hale, yeah.
I don't know why you're saying it this way. Do you not have any loved ones that you want to live for?
I mean, I'm kind of,
Your parents still alive?
Yes, they are.
And girlfriend, boyfriend?
About that. It's a tough deal, pal.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
It's a rough deal, pal.
A recent breakup?
Another Sam breakup?
No, not recent. Not recent.
One that you couldn't get over?
Oh, no, I've gotten over it. They got over it a little bit quicker than I did. But, yes, I'm well over it now. Thank you.
Sam Hale, yeah.
Okay, so this was, how long did you go out with this person?
Oh, 3-4 months. It wasn't a super long-term thing.
But you were into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you should, if you have a relationship like that, you should be into it.
What do you mean a relationship like that?
Well, you know, a romantic relationship, Gordon.
Okay.
Are you used to those?
Was there anything, not particularly, no.
Okay, good.
Was there anything special about this one? Is girl or boy are we talking about here?
It started as a girl.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, now we see.
You do. Well, actually, you don't see because they're not here, but you understand, it seems like.
Did they... You're saying that the person transitioned? What?
Yes. They about, oh goodness, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, they finished their transition, I believe.
Hmm. Good job, Gordon.
What? You've just been hailed, bitch.
Sam.
I thought we should celebrate this person.
Well, you should. I mean,
Sam may have
right off. They're married
but
now.
Sam's obviously
so, wait, did
hard
you have
for Sam to lose.
Any well, idea but, when you were going out with him that he was going to be a hem?
No, not at the time. It made a lot of sense after they disclosed that, but at the time of the relationship,
what,
no.
What did it make sense of?
There was a lot of heavy drinking, a lot of displeasure with themselves, and some of the more self-destructive behavior for people that feel conflicted like that. I mean, you could kind of see, now, okay, it makes sense. You're not happy with yourself because you're stuck in this gender that and body you don't necessarily feel down with.
And sleeping with you, to be fair, that's a pretty depressing prospect for
I mean, it is, and that
gender.
Never happened, luckily, so I never subjected her to that.
Okay.
So, you know, that unique form of punishment did not happen.
Sam.
Unique form of punishment.
Did this happen before or after you left the Allman Brothers?
Was it? This
okay,
was during
the Allman Brothers. He has some problems with his looks. It's okay. He's working on
what
it.
What do you mean? Sir Roy told me he was with the Allman Brothers.
I did a tour or two with him.
That's okay, see?
For those who can't see Sam,
reference, but
he has Allman Brothers hair.
He does look like he's one of the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, Peter Welton really enjoys that for reasons I don't quite understand.
Like, how long have you had this long hair, by the way?
We're coming up on, oh goodness, probably 3 years or so, give or take a couple months.
And the transgender male that you went out with, you had the hair that looked like that then, right?
No, I was still at that point. I hadn't started growing it out just yet.
Is that why you started growing it out?
No, I grew
you're
it
so
out. No,
upset.
No, I grew it out because I was poor to start with, and then I just kind of started.
Way to go,
nice,
Junior!
You're the one that
decided to go
let
with
him
it.
Into that.
Yeah.
Way to go, Junior.
Sam Hale.
All right, Sam. I'm gotta admit, I'm shocked by your story. Did you guys know this, Matt?
No, I didn't know this.
No, yeah, this is a Musers exclusive.
Wow. You've never told anyone about this?
Not on the ticket. I mean,
does Sam Madison know this?
I mean, he does if he's listening
he's
now.
Okay, but you didn't tell him beforehand.
No, but I didn't tell anyone here at the ticket that beforehand.
No one up here knew that you went out with someone who transitioned.
Nobody asked. I mean, would you volunteer that if that was your situation, Gordon?
Sure, I would volunteer it.
Well, there you go. You're a better man than I, apparently, which is
not hard.
Well,
this is nothing to be ashamed of, is there?
I don't think so at all. No.
Okay. Well, then why is George making fun of you about it?
I was the one that said we should celebrate it. Not the heartbreak for Sam.
Yeah, George is on my side in this. This is a nice change of pace.
Do you still keep in contact with him, your ex-girlfriend?
No, I do not.
You enjoyed the way that was confusingly worded. You did. Admit it.
Or are you pointing to Sam?
It is,
like,
I'm
pointing
a little difficult to explain sometimes.
How do you explain it to people?
I usually just tell them that when we were dating, it was a woman, and now, not so much. Maybe not in those words necessarily, but...
not so much. Well, I do applaud your courage. Did you ever... So you never even spoke about this with the person. You said it only made sense in hindsight.
No,
you didn't help them come to the realization. You didn't help them become the person who they always were.
No, there were near the end, there were some struggles, and when we ended up breaking things off, I had no idea. And then I found out through a mutual friend that was the case, and it was kind of awkward to reach out. We did meet about a year later after that, and it was kind of awkward, as you might imagine, just a little bit. But, I mean, overall, no. By the time that we had reconvened at that point, it was pretty well...
What did you fight about in the relationship?
You know, she was distant at times near the end there. It was very, very much a communication issue at times as well. And the drinking was kind of awkward for me.
But you were into it more than she was.
I think we were both into it to start with, and then everything kind of got swallowed with that, as it were.
When you met her after a year, was she a he then, or was she still a she?
Identifying as a male at that point, yes.
But not fully transitioned.
No, and I'll be fair, I don't know if she's fully transitioned. I'm pretty confident in that based on pictures I saw within the last couple of years, but I can't speak to that honestly.
What does it mean to fully transition? I think that all transitions are fully transitioned,
well, I mean,
correct?
Things like gender reassignment surgery and things
like
that.
Yes, but it's none of our business.
No, you're correct. That's why it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
You've just been hailed, bitch.
Now, you said those were your final words to that person. Now, that seems offensive to me, Sam.
Well, I mean, it's kind of my brand, if you haven't noticed.
All right, well, I'm not going to get you to talk any trash about Sam Madison now, are I?
I don't have anything trash to say. He's a
great guy. He's a hard worker.
Yeah.
He's better than you at his job, correct?
And maybe now that Sam Madison has heard this story, maybe that he'll break the ice a little bit between you two.
You guys have something to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand.
Because he's on the brink of transition to me at any
maybe you can help him.
Given moment.
No, I mean, it's one of those things where what happened. I probably did, I did do things the wrong way. So I understand his point of view, because I'd probably feel the same way if the Sams were reversed in this case.
And you fully apologize. Well, if the Sams were reversed, you'd still both be Sams.
True. That's a valid point. Right. I hadn't thought of that. But yes. No, we hashed that out. It's his feelings are completely valid in that way. Like, I'm not here to, disparage that in any way.
Okay, stop talking. All right. We do appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate your courage and giving us the Muser exclusive.
Always.
Yeah.
Play is underway.
There is Sam Hale. And his last girlfriend is now his former boyfriend.
These two get-to-know-Sam segments have been explosive.
They have been. They sure have been.